Johnson's Park is located near Fond du Lac and North Avenue. It holds the distinction of being one of the smallest and most neglected green spaces in the Milwaukee County system. But park advocates and neighbors see the neglected part ending. Tuesday, the Rotary Club of Milwaukee and the Zilber Family Foundation will extend a hand. They'll pay for improvements including sports fields, new park lighting, and tree-lined pathways. We meet two residents with a long commitment to the neighborhood. Liz Drame would love nothing more than to slip on her sweats and chill after a long week of teaching at UWM, but she makes time to talk about Johnson's Park.
There's been so much investment and really vision and joy in the work that it's taking for us to be able to cultivate our community. And whereas, you know, a lot of times people look in and see a lot of negative, but that's not what we're seeing.
Drame says she and her husband chose this pocket of the Lindsay Heights neighborhood when they moved from her native Chicago.
We heard about the Lindsay Heights neighborhood and all of the development going on, and so we came and drove around here, and I remember walking around the neighborhood and talking to people who lived here. And I talked to Dr. Hamilton. He's actually a dentist, and he ended up becoming our family dentist as well. But I remember talking to him. He was like, oh, this lot right next to me needs to be built out, you know. We would love you as neighbors. And that convinced us. It just seemed like a very open community where people knew each other. And that's the kind of community I've always wanted to live in. I've never lived in a community like that.
They built and moved into their airy home on 18th Street almost exactly a decade ago. Drame doesn't sugarcoat the stark realities. 40% of Lindsay Heights residents live in poverty.
The largest percentage of foreclosed homes, we have a significant number of board-ups and vacant lots still as a problem in the broader Lindsay Heights area.
Drame says the 13-acre chunk of green space has come to symbolize rebirth.
Once I moved into the neighborhood, actually before I even moved into the neighborhood, I got involved in the Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association Board, and the park quickly became a focus to really impact quality of life, that we have this park, it should be the hub of all kinds of activities, and yet it's not being utilized.
One problem, Drame says, was the playground posed a safety hazard even after a light rainstorm.
Not even a downpour, and because of the lack of drainage, there would be a puddle that could range from 1 to 5 inches, and you can actually, you know, a little kid could drown in that. And so the kids couldn't depend on playing in the playground on a regular basis, and the maintenance was an issue.
Another neighborhood committee, the Park Friends, took shape and paved the way for rebuilding the play area.
And then the work that we engaged in with the organization called Center for Resilient Cities around Alice's Garden and Johnson's Park, really with a look towards how do we create this as an urban open space that's a hub for all of our socialization and our activities.
Milwaukee native Vera Graves Davis lives down the block. Her grandparents moved to this neighborhood around 1940, and she put down roots here after working for a time in Washington, D.C. Graves Davis celebrates the evolving urban park, but wants her neighborhood to aim higher.
We did have our second concert in the park last summer. It was a wonderful event, very safe. We've got kite flying activities. We had art in the park. We had an exercise group. But again, living in Washington, our parks that were, you know, near where I was living, we'd have movies in the park, and you come and you take your picnic basket and you watch a movie in the park. I think the idea that activities that would happen in a park, you actually can bring those activities to urban areas, but the place has to be welcoming and the space has to be a usable, viable space to do that.
Neighbor Liz Drame remains anxious about getting children and adults safely onto the grounds. Traffic rushes past.
The last thing I want to see is a child who's just trying to run to the park or ride their bike across the street to the park and they get hit. And we haven't been able to get support for some kind of traffic calming at 18th and Brown, which would allow children to be able to cross safely into the park, which is the entrance of the Johnson's Park proper.
Both women say they're willing to convene as many meetings as it takes to bring safe activity to their park. Drame says neighborhood building is already paying off for her two children.
Just knowing that there's an outside to their home, that they don't have to just go from their house to the car and leave the neighborhood to be able to do different things.
I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.